Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, the award-winning actor, author, and film director. What's that? Thank you. No, just the check. Thanks. Please try and stay with me, folks. Throughout my career, I've been fortunate enough to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person transforms or creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear tater tots and tight or titmass, like I said, I've been witness to this stuff on several occasions. An example, you ask? Sure, if you're going to be like that, let's see. Oh, here's one. The carpenters never built nothing except sweet, sweet music. The point, folks, is that an idea hit me between the eyes, right through to the back of my head. And I thought, what if I brought together the right creative people and forced them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas? Then I could offer a podcast of this seemingly magical process. And I would call it Alchemy Like That Again, You Son of a Bitch, and I'll Take the Sign Down. Well, after 3 months of tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear, dear friends, to episode 6 of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Joey Greer.
Hey.
Greerometry, why can't Jimmy crack corn and I don't care?
Say again.
I said I don't care. Next is Chris Alvarado. Hey, Chris, do you believe in miracles? Because I'm looking at one right now.
Oh, yes, then yes.
Which brings us to the funniest of them all, Vanessa Raglan.
Oh,
Vanessa, what's the last shit gift? The last shit gift you received for Christmas?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Aunt Jeannie drew my name, and she picked something from last year's list that was obsolete now. I already have the ice bucket, Aunt Jeannie. She wow. looked at the wrong email.
I was hoping you would actually mention someone by name, and you did. Thank you. And what would a super team like this be without Mr. James Heaney? Hey, James, can I call you Jimmy Lynn?
Lynn sounds like an okay, yeah, sure. Okay, yes, you can call me Jimmy Lynn.
Finally.
Last but straight to hell in a handbag, if you think at least Mr. Craig Kukowski. Craigula, if wishers were whores, beggars would...
pay through the nose.
That's exactly right. Always through the nose. Let's get to our first scene, shall we? We take you first to just an average day at the White House. That's right, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House, present day. We take you first to the press room, where yet another new press secretary, Vanessa Raglan, takes questions from the group of press.
Before we get started, a reminder. Being a press secretary...
Louder!
You need to scoot up, sir.
There's a microphone like a foot to your left
I'll get over there. You okay. know what? I'm doing great. And what I wanted to say, if I may, being a press secretary is not like being a regular secretary, for the record. Okay? Big difference. So, yeah, I'm important.
Over here, please. Over here.
Miss Bimble. Ooh, lots Miss of Bimble. You at once.
Miss Bimble. Hi. Over here.
Miss Bimble.
Hi, over here.
It's Bimple.
Bimple?
Miss Bimble?
Bimple.
Yes,
hi.
Yes, you
hi.
With the funny hat.
Yes, hi, Miss Bimble.
I love your funny hat.
Thank you very much.
Donnie, what are those, bear ears?
These are bear ears. That's right. That's right. Hi there.
Hi.
Donnie Carter, Pants Worldwide.
Uh-huh.
Does the president prefer corduroy or linen pants?
Oh, great question. The president... next question.
Question.
Oh, the very forward man that just said it. I liked his, just for future notice, for all you guys that are trying to get me to pick you. I like the way this guy did it because he said it like a period at the end instead of like a question. Question. Go ahead.
I guess that is strange to say question with an exclamation point. Hi, Ms. Bimble.
Bimble.
Welcome to the job.
Thank you. I love it, and I am fully qualified.
I'm Roger Cacciatorian, Washington Post. What the hell's going on here? What?
Washington Post.
That was
is
my
that
question.
Real news
too.
Or fake news? Are you do guys do real the news or fake news?
We do real news. Mm-hmm. The president has often called it fake news. However, we are the local.
Probably shouldn't talk to you. Next question.
Miss Bimple.
Miss Bimple.
Miss Bimple.
Bimple. Bimple. Yes.
Miss Bimple. Miss Bimple. Bimble. Miss Bimple.
You.
Miss Bimple. How you doing? I just walked in here, and I figured I'd ask a couple hot takes from you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So number one, single, not single.
How inappropriate. Very single.
Oh, hell yeah. I love the dress. I love that it's see-through. I love the heels. Oh. Everything about it, I'm vibing with.
Thank you.
Question number two, I guess it's number two or three. I lost track. me, you, later tonight, wine, cheese.
Inappropriate.
Okay.
Yes.
Miss Pimple, Miss Pimple.
Question. Question.
Oh. That guy.
Okay. Roger Cacciatorian, Washington Post. Who was that guy?
I don't know.
Like, he's clearly not a reporter.
How weird was that? I know.
He just came in and flirted with you for a little bit.
It was like a meet cute. Do you guys like romantic comedies?
I do, but that's neither here nor there.
We're here to talk about the issues of the day. I've always wanted, you know, to find someone like that because I've been in relationships, yes, many, 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 many times. But I've never had one that started in a cute way. And maybe that's what's bad. Maybe that's what's bad.
Miss Pimple. I've got a photography. I've got a.
Next question.
Miss Pimple.
Yes,
Miss Pimple. Miss Pimple. New York Times. Miss what?
Pimple.
New York Times. Doug Hands. Well, the president has two options to deal with North Korea.
Should be an easy choice then. Next question.
Miss Pimple, I still have this photograph. It's a picture of you in Miss Universe.
Yes, it is.
Is that your previous job?
I mean, it wasn't a job so much.
What other credentials do you have to be a press secretary?
Oh, wait, excuse me. Everyone, look at the sexist pig in the room.
Me?
Wait, me? Yeah, because guess how big. How big is Earth? Right? We all respect the president of America. Earth is bigger than America. What's bigger than Earth, you idiots? The universe.
Wow.
Thank you.
Got you there, Tim.
Qualified.
Miss Pimple.
Thank you for saying it correctly the first time.
I don't have a question. I have a statement.
Ooh.
This just in.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Pimple finds love.
with you or with other guy?
The other guy.
Oh.
Look, I didn't leave. I'm a journalist. I write what I see, and I see what I know.
What do you know?
I know that this is special.
What the
fuck is going on here?
Let me say something! I knew right when she was speaking that I was going to love her forever. And yeah, I fucked up in the past. Yeah, I fucked up, okay? But I'm going to make a change now, okay? I'm going to do whatever I can to make you right and to get this president to get 3, 4, 5 terms. So you can always be press secretary and I can come here for your work.
I always wanted to have like a cupcake store. Or maybe even a whole line of cupcake stores. And then this opportunity presented itself.
Question.
Yep.
Every national park is on fire.
Agreed.
What is happening to this country?
Everything's on fire. Next question.
We take you now to a different room in the White House where Jared Kushner is meeting with his new attorney.
Okay, things don't look good. Things don't look good, Jared.
I think they're fine.
You know, I've been your lawyer for 2 years now. This is the first time I've heard you talk. So this is good. This is good that we're having a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, you've been my lawyer for 2 years, but this is the first time we're actually like hanging. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm not here to hang. I'm here because you know you might get subpoenaed.
Well, subpoena, man. You want a LaCroix?
Yeah, I'll take a pamplemousse.
Getcha.
Okay. Wow, it's warm.
Yeah, that caught me off guard. All right. Well, let me ask you a question, man. Why don't you ever give me a call? Why don't we ever hang out? Why is it always bad news for me?
Well, because you may have committed multiple felonies.
In what capacity, if you want to talk legalese?
In your capacity as advisor to the president and as a member of the not the cabinet, but, you know.
I'm up there, dude.
Well, your security clearance got revoked, so you're only on secret clearance now.
Yeah, but check this out. Look at this, dude. Look at this bow. I've been shooting bows lately, man. Check this out.
Well, you shoot arrows from the bows. But
yeah, legalese. Here we go.
Don't point that at me, all right?
All right, I'm just saying, man. I'm saying there's more to me than just, like, committing crimes or whatever you think I'm doing, man.
Okay, well, we've got to go over your testimony. They're going to ask you about Russia. They're going to ask you about...
Yes, dude. I got nothing to hide.
Okay.
Ask me.
All right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Kushner, we just burned all those documents you wanted burned.
Thank
what do you.
You
want to do with the ash?
Send them to Ivanka, please.
Oh, sure.
Ivanka?
I don't know either. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so you burned a bunch of documents.
Yeah. Boom, okay. Boom, zing, zam, out of here. Out of sight, out of mind.
Okay, well, that's not good. And there's going to be multiple copies of those documents.
Look at this.
Too,
I killed this bear, dude. I killed this bear.
Yeah, somebody needs to come in here and clean that up.
Nah. You let it run.
It looks like a fresh kill.
Oh, I did it this morning. I had him shipped here, and then I beat him up. All right, so ask me a question. Shoot.
Okay. At what point were you made aware of the connection between Russia and your father-in-law?
Like years ago, dude.
Okay, well, that's not good.
What?
that's not good that you knew years ago.
Did you know years ago that you loved your wife?
I'm thrice divorced.
So, okay. But see, that's not good. Now, that's not good. Let's be honest. That's not good. Let's be honest, dude. Let's be honest. Hey, you ever taste bald eagle?
Have I tasted bald eagle? No.
Open your mouth.
I'm a pescatarian.
Open your mouth.
All right.
Hmm? Hmm?
Okay.
Is that good or is that good?
I'm getting mostly feathers.
That's part of the deal. All right, okay. One more. Come on. Give me another question, man.
To what extent is your wife aware of these allegations?
Dude, come on, dude. Listen, you've been divorced 3 times. She's very aware. She's aware of everything I do. I'm aware of everything she does. We have an open communication. Thus, we have a good relationship, man.
Okay, I think it's best at this time that you remain silent.
You can't silence the man. You know what I mean?
Okay, you're going to talk now. Yeah, all right, Jared. Yeah. Jared's going to put himself out there and be a mouthpiece.
That's right, that's right. You know, for too long, you know, I'm a real estate guy, you know what I mean? And I looked it up on my Wikipedia right before we started this. And... I'm done being quiet. I want to talk. I want to talk to you.
Well, you can talk to me. Absolutely. That's what I'm here for. But I'm going to have to advise you to not make any public statements. Okay.
No.
You know, radio silence.
No.
Quiet on Twitter.
I'm not ashamed of who I am. Give me one sec.
Okay.
We now take you to another part of the White House. Two of the official president's speech writers and they're brainstorming for the upcoming State of the Union.
I just put whatever. You're going to say whatever.
I feel like what we need to do is set him up for success.
It doesn't matter, man. Who gives a shit? He's going to say whatever.
Listen.
Let's just go out. Let's just go out and get fucked up again. And then, like, who cares, man?
Greg.
Yeah.
There's going to be another president after him. Do you want a job as a speechwriter or not?
You believe that there's going to be another president after him.
Craig, this isn't funny.
Kurt, I have zero humor in anything anymore. I don't enjoy shit, okay?
It shows because you are wearing sweatpants to the White House.
Hey, I'm dressed in khaki color, so I guess it counts.
They're tan sweatpants, sure. Listen, we don't have much time. The president needs a State of the Union speech.
All right.
Let's set him up for success.
Come in.
Guys, where are we? We need words.
We're halfway done. Do you want us to spoil the surprise?
Just, all right, give me one sentence. Okay. They need something now.
Okay, we got it right here. Go fuck yourself, okay? That's what we got so
he's
far,
being
all right?
Facetious.
Such an asshole.
That's not exactly what's... Greg.
What?
I think we should just do what you're good at. Let's give him a lot of hype.
Come in.
Did you guys see a bear in here?
Huh?
A what?
Mr. Kushner has had some bears released into the White House.
What?
No, we haven't.
For him to kill.
Jesus, well, close the fucking door.
Okay.
Get in or get out.
If you see a bear, don't kill it. It's for Jared.
Lock the door, Greg.
God, Jesus. Oh. Well, it might be a bear.
It's not a bear.
Okay. Wait, don't open the door. That's the first thing a goddamn bear would say.
I'm so ready to die. Hello?
Hi, Melanie Bible. We've met.
Wait.
Recently in love. How is the speechy coming?
Great. You want to hear some of the lines from it?
I'd love to.
Poop is poop and you're poop. That's some of the stuff we got working
Greg,
on.
Greg, that's not... He's joking.
So why don't you tell that to everybody when you go up there and...
I'm not going to say that to anyone.
Okay, have a great day.
Oh, no, I'm not going to have a great day.
You got it.
Okay. Don't hit me.
I'm sorry. I thought there was a bug on you.
There was no bug on me.
Well, then I guess you're just a giant
that's
bug.
That's a pattern on a dress.
Oh.
It's not a bug.
I didn't know.
Ow!
I hit you too.
Get out. Can we work?
Right speech.
Can we get it to work?
Close the door. Lock the door, Craig.
Lock.
Listen, Kurt. You go to a lot of concerts, right?
A lot of what?
Concerts.
Yes.
That's what you're always doing every day?
Yes.
It's your party thing?
Yes.
Let's do what you work with good. Let's write him some hype man stuff. He's going to be like a...
Come in.
Hey, guys. Steve Bannon.
oh, my God.
You smell like shit.
Thanks, man. Jesus. I left a sex harness in here.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
Hey, you can use it if you want it.
No.
Actually, we'll keep it. Thank you.
What the fuck is here? Okay, see you, Steve.
All right, later, guys.
Oh, my God.
We take you now to another undisclosed location. The president's secret representative meets with her Russian counterpart to discuss the current and future agenda. For the Russian, nothing is off the table.
Hey, Vaslav, how's it going?
It's good to see you, Tanya.
It's great to see you, too. Great to be seen.
So what are we talking about
here? It's what I want to know, too.
What are we
talking about? I can talk in riddles, too, Vaslav.
Nothing
what are we
talking about?
Table. Everything's off the table.
Table's empty. Okay, well,
we can put anything we want on the table,
Vaslav.
Let's
put something on the table.
I think we understand
each other.
I'll
put some breadsticks. Welcome to the Olive Garden, guys.
Oh, thank
you. There you are.
So these are bottomless.
That's right. It's as much as you'd like.
Okay.
Can I get your drink orders?
I'll have a Long Island.
Okay.
What are your vodkas?
We just have one Italian vodka.
You have one Italian vodka?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to hear the end of this, honey.
Okay, I'll take a bottle of Chianti.
Terrific.
Okay.
Okay, Vaslav, what are we working with here?
Breadsticks. They're so good.
They're delicious. Ooh. Watch out. Bet you can't eat just one.
You dip them in a little balsamic. It's so good.
Ugh.
So, steel. Steel.
Steel. Is that what you want? You know what? Can I be perfectly honest? I don't know what's in it for either of us.
Can I be honest as well?
Absolutely.
I'm getting nothing out of this.
That's what it seems like to me, too. But then also, what are we getting? You know? What's anybody getting? It's just sneaky.
We do this once a week. We meet at Olive Garden. We whisper vague promises to one another. But what are we
What are we getting, right?
Bona festa, what a joyous day. Life's good fortune, sure to come your way. Come on, sit back and just relax. We'll fill your plate the Italian way. We're so glad you came to celebrate with us today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's no big deal. You're going to get tiramisu.
Yep, tiramisu.
Oh, tiramisu.
Great, yes. Let's start with tiramisu.
Okay, you're excused.
You're excused.
You're excused. So, Vaslav, the agenda, as far as I know it from the guy himself, I mean, I can't make heads or tail of it. He likes what we're doing.
Well, let's take a look at those notes.
Okay, yeah, here they are. Oh, not these.
Sorry to interrupt. Do y'all mind watching my child as I use the restroom?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to leave him right here, and I'll be right back.
No.
Okay.
Oh, can I have that thing? No, you cannot. That was his birthday.
Please, stop eating my tiramisu.
It's so good.
Okay, one Long Island.
Thank you.
And one bottle of Chianti.
Thank you.
Can you get under the table?
All right, I'll go under the table.
Thank you.
It smells like feet down here.
It's because there's feet down there.
Look, how do we know this kid is not here to spy on us?
Oh.
Huh?
Are you suggesting?
Jessica, you've been made. You've been made. Get out. Okay. Get out.
I'm trying to get away.
Hey, step on it. Step on it, Vassal.
Hey.
Smash it.
Ow.
Smash it. Look at it.
Goddamn kid.
Yes, it's an average Sunday at Elvis's Little Chapel, where several couples wait their turn.
Oh, man.
I have no doubt that this is the right call.
When I saw you at the Bellagio lobby, I thought to myself,
what did you think?
Okay.
Okay. And I thought to myself after you came up to me, okay. This is going to be good.
Pardon me. Are you guys next?
Yeah, we're in line.
Okay, I didn't mean to be
rude. Are you trying to cut?
No, we have a 3:30 p.m. appointment time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can reserve online to get your appointment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Okay, well, it's congratulations.
Hey, congratulations. Yeah. Y'all getting married as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Yeah, forever. That's Hell the yeah. plan. That's yeah. the plan. Yeah. Forever.
Congratulations to you, too. We're still in line ahead of you.
It's fine. We're not being...
It feels like you're being aggressive. Aggressive. Beat him up, babe.
Kick your ass. I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Oh. Hey.
All right. Do you know who my husband point is? Oh, what was
he's
know,
a world yes. champion MMA fighter.
Oh, he's a world champion MMA fighter.
M-m-m-m-m.
Oh, it sounds like you got a stutter.
All right, everybody. Good news is we got ourselves two couples to get married here. And it looks like we've got two witnesses. Are you guys prepared to witness each other's weddings?
I will not be a witness.
I don't know.
I'm not going to witness this, son of a bitch.
Well, somebody needs to be a witness in this situation.
You be the witness.
Yeah, you be the witness.
I'm being the priest. I'm the king.
You can be the king.
I'm the king.
What king?
Wait, you didn't know they came down here to get married by... It's the Elvis theme. I'm a preacher, and I'm Elvis Presley.
Are you okay?
Wait, baby, you didn't know about Elvis Presley?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, this is Sunday's little Elvis Presley at church.
Baby, I just want to get married. I want to say thank you for keeping your anger intact. You didn't lose it, and I appreciate that.
Look, the strength that I have, the power that I have to kill a man, that's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to use that on just anyone.
I love you.
What are you hetero fucks talking about over there?
Whoa.
What? All right, you guys. Both couples, follow me. Follow me down this here.
I'm not going to follow you. Excuse me.
You go first.
Oh, you go first.
There's a real narrow hallway here.
Hey, get your hands off my wife, future wife's waist.
Thank you, baby. Kick him.
That's mine. How you like that kick in your shin there, bubbo?
Don't do that. You back off, pal.
Kick him again. Kick him again.
Don't do that. I'll kick you.
All right, which one of you couples is first?
I think we're first.
All right, that sounds good to me.
We have a 3:30 appointment.
We are standing right here.
Good news, guys. We're going to do this at the same time then.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right. Well,
here's what we're going to do. We're going to do half ours up top, and in the middle of theirs, we're going to cut out. We're going to do ours to finish it up, and then if you got time, we'll finish theirs up, but I don't think we're going to have time.
Yeah. Good one, babe.
What?
God, you're so sexy when you're mad.
No, right, guys. I'm going to have to
sleeper hold this guy so bad.
I'm going to step away right one second.
And now we take you to the Elvis impersonator meeting with his agent about future prospects to get away from the church and get some gigs.
I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. These guys they don't have any respect for the king.
Gary, you're hot right now, baby. You're hot right now.
Yeah, but if I'm so hot, then why am I sitting in here marrying couples that don't even know that they're here for an Elvis
this
marriage?
This is reps. We're getting you warmed up for the big time.
I need to be singing. I practiced singing. I'm all sugar.
Gary, when I met you 3.5 years ago at that karaoke bar, and you sang Blue Suede Shoes, I knew you were the one.
Well, yeah. And then but I've been in such a stagnant situation here. This church is definitely keeping me back.
Listen,
I don't want to just marry people. I want to perform.
You're gonna perform. And
I want to be wearing cool clothes and doing dances.
You're gonna be doing all that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We gotta talk about one extra thing though, baby.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna need 40%.
I don't think so. I'm sorry, but I'm having a hard time making ends meet with the 30% you're getting right now.
Look, you got to lose it all before you gain it all.
Uh-huh. All right.
You got to give before you take.
Hey, baby, how was work?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Great.
Hey, do you mind sitting down real quick?
Oh, it's going to be hard with this big tummy. We're 2 weeks away.
Oh, well, why don't you sit on the couch then?
There's
plenty of room on the couch. Wow.
So, did you tell him?
Yeah, I told him I needed to make more money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I stood up for us.
That's the king. You're the king.
I'm the king. And it turns out I'm going to invest some of our money, 10% more of our paycheck every
week. Gary.
Huh?
Gary. Oh. I don't want to hear the rest of what you're going to say.
Leanne.
Gary.
I mean, it's a good thing. He's going to take 10 extra percent. And 10, I'm gonna,
that mean at 40?
He's going to get 40%.
Gary.
And then we're pretty much going to get...
Stop doing that, Gary. I'm not a practice audience, okay? Uh-huh. I'm your wife, Gary.
Liam, Jason, I'm good to see you guys. Good to see you guys. How's my best Eminem impersonator?
You got to lose yourself in the music.
Oh, still on top of it. And how are you feeling with your impersonations?
I feel like people really stared at me at the last gig that I went to with my all-rim glasses. And when I started singing Watching the Detectives and Allison, they would just stared like it was weird somehow. Like they'd never seen an Elvis Costello impersonator before.
Oh, is that who you were? Is that who you were?
I'm an Elvis impersonator, yeah.
All right, guys, listen. I got really big news. Really big news.
Woo!
Yep. There's a convention coming in town.
All right.
I'm saying the convention of all conventions. It is the convention convention.
Oh, oh. Better lose yourself in the music.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking. So, out of this convention, all conventions become conventions. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking countrywide, worldwide, right? Universe-wide. We're going to the top, guys.
Pump it up.
And who's that? What's that? What was that one?
It's an Elvis Costello song.
Oh, you're still doing that one. Can you give me a range of something else? You know what's really hot right now with people? What's hot with people right now?
For impersonation?
Yeah.
Oh, I can. Oh, okay.
No, you're great. Oh. Eminem is great. Something for Jason.
Oh, okay. Why don't you try Jackie Kennedy?
I can do Jackie Kennedy.
No,
yeah.
No. Yeah. Guys.
Oi, oi, what's all this blood all over my pink dress?
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I got a piece of brain on it.
Okay, good. Guys, car conventions, electronic conventions, rain conventions, motorcycle conventions, they're all going to be here and they all need people who look like celebrities.
It sounds like a flea market.
Same agent now meets with a Jennifer Lawrence impersonator.
Oh, sorry, I fell coming in.
Denise.
Very relatable.
Yeah, I know, Denise. That's like your thing.
It is my thing.
But right now, it's client and agent.
I don't even think I'm pretty.
That's kind of the thing. You're not that pretty, Denise.
Wow. Wow. Wait till I tell my squad. I'm what, on a squad.
What, your family?
I'm still in character.
Denise, you're not attractive.
I heard that. I'm trying to not hear it.
You have a huge family.
Yeah?
Your squad.
Yeah.
They need money. They need...
What's about to happen in here? Why are the doors locked?
I need you to do something.
Troy.
I need you to do something
for
me.
Do I have to kill someone?
I need you to kill somebody.
I knew it.
Look at me. Look at me. You know Jason? The English guy who's bad at impressions?
Oh, the Elvis Costello guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that who he does?
Yeah, that's what he says he does. It's got it written on his jacket now.
I need you to kill him.
Why?
Another one, Jason.
Yeah, I'll have another one.
Whoa, sorry. I fell.
Oh, hello there.
It's me.
Hello,
right?
Love.
Yeah.
You okay, young lady?
Yeah, I just took a page out of my Silver Linings playbook. It's me, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Very famous.
You look older.
That's what the camera smooths everything out.
Yeah, it's interesting. Up front, you look completely different.
Oh, my gosh. Are you the real Elvis Costello?
Oh, okay.
Hey. Finally. Finally.
Oh,
we're just
no, no. I'll get that a lot. Oh. But I do conventions pretending to be
God,
Elvis
I'm
Costello
fascinated.
And Jackie Kennedy. Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to be seduced?
Have I ever wanted to be seduced?
Is that a thing that would interest you?
Probably by a younger
or
woman.
Or also, conversely, are you very strong? If I was looking into tactics.
Oh.
Here, drink this.
We don't allow outside drinks.
Hey. No, it's all right, mate. She clearly has a drink for me.
All right.
You can excuse yourself.
I work here.
So do I. In a way.
It's delicious. What is it? What is this?
Go away, waiter.
No, I'm a bartender. I have to be here.
Well, then should we move?
I don't know.
I thought the customer was always right.
Yeah, but
here,
I...
drink this. Oh, shit.
Really nice.
I'm in pretty
this
deep.
This is real good, yeah. Really good.
It's fireball and poison.
What was the last part? Fireball and poison.
It was...
Oh, my tum-tum. Oh. My tum-tum.
Oh.
Bartender? Hi, bartender. I want to close my tab.
Oh,
okay. Last name?
Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Are you just handing out drinks?
Oh, I'm Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh. Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
Pick your poison.
Shut up.
Your card's declined.
No.
Here, try this one. Oh.
Yikes.
scene 3, where that same female impersonator, well, the female who impersonates Jennifer Lawrence, is in prison, and she's meeting with the new therapist.
Oh.
It's not good.
No, it's not great.
It's not good. Look at me.
I've already been sentenced.
Look
I know.
At me.
I'm looking at you.
You say you've been sentenced. That's on the outside.
No.
How long have you been locked up on the inside?
I mean, I've been here 2.5 weeks.
Denise, mm-hmm. You know what I mean. How long have you been locked up on the inside?
I mean, everything was like fine until it wasn't.
Were you always were you always unattractive?
Okay. Okay. No, and everybody always used to stop me because they thought I looked just like Jennifer Lawrence. If you would look at my file on the first page.
Okay.
You see that? Yeah.
That's a picture of the real Jennifer Lawrence.
Exactly. And I made sure they included that. How eerie, isn't it? Her head and my head. How similar. Eerie. It could almost make a person mad.
You're on death row.
Correct.
Denise, you don't have much time.
I mean, they said it could take a while.
I've heard they're pushing for a quick death for you.
Ugh.
What I'm trying to get to is, what can we do now to put your insides at ease before they inject you with a lethal dose of something?
I really don't like bringing that up. I mean, I'm bummed out about everything, obviously. Why are you working in a prison? Are you the worst therapist?
Oh, you want to ask questions now? I'm happy to answer that. Here, why don't you sit here then?
I'd love to. Okay. Oh, it spins.
Why am I working in a prison?
That's right.
Well, I wasn't fit for the... Put my gun down.
Shouldn't leave your desk drawer open, officer.
Denise, I'm not an officer. I'm a therapist.
You ever seen The Hunger Games?
Yes.
I was pretty great in that, huh? You hungry?
Okay, I don't want to eat the gun.
You hungry?
Pull it. Pull the fucking trigger. Pull the fucking trigger. Pull the fucking trigger, Denise.
Why did you say that?
Because I don't like it here and I don't like myself. Put it back in my mouth. Give it
to me. No.
Give it the... Okay. Yeah, you like that?
No, put it down. You're a nice guy.
What about you?
I'm bad.
And that's going to end today's session.
We now take you to the parole board hearing.
Hello, Tyler. You're here again?
Yeah.
You are a multiple murderer.
Yeah.
And you're up for parole again. We just want to know if you've rehabilitated yourself since the last time we saw you.
I think I feel better.
Okay.
I think I feel a lot better. One thing I don't dream about anymore, I don't dream about the bunnies anymore.
You're not dreaming about the bunnies?
Nope.
Okay, these were the same bunnies that told you to kill. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good. That's
great.
Progress.
That's great. Okay. Sorry, I was distracted. I'm back.
What's the matter, Gene?
Nothing's the matter. Don't make this about me. I'm glad to hear you're not dreaming about those bunnies anymore, buddy. That's good.
Uh-huh. My roommate is sleeping.
Great.
Okay, good. That's progress just to know that they're letting you have a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's great.
After you'd killed previous cellmates.
I took his face.
Oh, dang it.
You took his face. Okay.
I told you. We don't need to have this meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you take me home and make me your boy?
You know, Tyler, I can't do that. You're going to stay here
forever.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you mind if I stay in your house as a boy?
No. Tyler, I'm going to stick with
mind that very much.
Yeah,
yes.
No.
Hi, guys. We have your next prisoner.
Okay, great. Bye, Tyler.
Okay, great. We'll see you, Tyler.
Okay, I'll
you can start dreaming about the bunnies. It's not going to matter one way or the other.
Bye.
All right. I don't know how many more times I'm going to be up for parole. I'm really hoping this goes well. They legalized cannabis in California, so maybe we could just let my charges drop.
Oh, would that we could. Okay, Shmarnan, I've pulled it up. Is it Schmarnin or is that a typo?
You know, no, that's right.
Schmarnin.
Schmarnin. What is the derivation of that name?
I believe it's Irish, but I haven't seen my family since I was underage.
Okay.
All right.
I've been in jail a long time.
Yeah,
it seems silly when I see the, once in a while they give me a newspaper. It seems pretty common that people smoke marijuana.
Well, the good news is you're up for parole, so maybe we don't have to talk about the past so much.
All right, all right, right. I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous because every time I'm up for parole, I feel unfairly.
Maybe it's your attitude, Schmarnin.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll just be quiet. You talk.
Yeah, Schmarnin, you were found with 2 grams of marijuana in 1965.
That's true. That was okay. Me. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad stuff.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad stuff. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you agree that that's pretty bad stuff?
It's awful. I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Were you pushing that reefer on the other kids?
I honestly was sharing it for free with my friends at the time.
For free, to get them hooked.
Oh, great.
To get them hooked on the reefer.
It wasn't like that. You see, we were all smoking it together. We were seeing
a people. Oh, it was a gang. So you're in a gang.
And so you want to get out to smoke more reefer?
That's not what I said. I said that we were doing it for free. It was a
you said it's legal now.
Huh?
So you think it's okay?
It was weird to lead with it was legal.
I just think that maybe the rules would be different now if I was caught with the same thing.
Yes.
Guys, we have your next prisoner, so you got to make a decision.
Okay. Quick. Back in solitary, Schmarnin.
Yo, 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 what it do? Shoot him up, shoot him up.
Oh, hey.
Ba, 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 ba. What's up, cutie pie? Yo, what up, dog? How it do?
Bingo, it's great to see you again. This one's always fun.
All right, MC Bingo.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, man? You looking good, dog.
Oh, thanks, man.
Hey, yo, get over here. What? Oh, what's up?
You're so playful. What's up,
you're so strong. Yeah. You're strong.
Let me just give you a little kiss on the cheek real quick.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Are you wearing chapstick?
Yeah, I'm wearing chapstick. I make it myself here.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's industrious. Make a mark of that.
Okay, make it a mark.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, Bingo, did you enjoy the improvements we made to the prison gym?
Like it did. I mean, your biceps say yes.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I did. I'm still getting those blisters.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
and so,
okay.
I make a note of that.
Okay.
But I was thinking maybe, check this out. Maybe we wouldn't have to adjust the barbells if you just let me out today.
You are so fun.
He is funny.
He's fun. Yeah. He's handsome.
Look, I don't lie to you. Right? I don't lie to you guys.
I
got to tell you one quick thing.
Okay.
This morning, in the mess hall.
Think about it before you say it. We really want you.
In the mess hall, I was disrespected.
Okay.
And I'm a man of respect.
Of course you are.
And I put a tray to a guard's face.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
But he's still alive.
Okay.
Make note of the
There's one from column A, one from column B.
I mean, you're in here. It seems like a big misunderstanding because you told us last week when you brought the cookies that, you know, it wasn't what it looked like.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Most prisoners is what it looks like.
No. That's the thing with me.
Right.
I learned it here. Don't judge a book.
Yep.
You know what I mean? When I slaughtered that family on the outside.
Yeah.
They said I slaughtered.
Right.
I sent them to God. You know what I mean?
That's one way to think about it. Yeah.
Hello, come in.
You're gonna have another appointment.
Well, who are you?
I'm one of the new parolee assistants. I'm just
that's such a revolving door with these new parolee assistants.
There's somebody running around. He's a prisoner. His name is Tinny. He's killing everybody.
Oh,
what?
No.
Oh, lock
Close
us in. Lock
Close
us
the
in.
Door.
Is that a beat or is that the doors being locked?
I press play on the mixtape just for a second.
Sorry. Hey guys, it's I guess I'm locked in here with you guys.
Tinny!
I'm Tinny.
Tinny looks a lot like Tyler.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Am I talking to Tinny now or am I talking to Tyler?
Tinny.
Tinny.
Tyler's here too.
Okay. Tyler, stay in there.
Tyler, stay.
Talk to the rabbits. Just talk to the rabbits.
Okay. Tinny, we respect you.
We respect you, Tinny.
Let me tell you guys, please. Tyler is nuts. Okay? And I'm doing everything I can to keep him down, but he keeps popping up. I'm gonna need you two to start kissing right now.
What?
No. It's gonna calm Tyler down.
Okay, we're each in other relationships.
Give a shit. We've never even had a chemistry like that. I mean, I think of him like a brother.
I want to come out.
Really? Oh, no, stay in there. Stay in there, Tyler. Okay. Is this...
Okay.
Do it. Is this good? Do you like this?
I do.
Well, welcome to your therapy session.
All right, thank you.
I see you were...
Yeah.
You were rejected for parole.
I don't understand why. I just feel like there's a lot of people that get out on worse crimes than mine. I feel unfairly judged.
But do you think it's your concern what others think about you?
I mean, you tell me.
It's none of your business.
See, I just feel like... Can I be completely honest?
Hey, this is an honest room. You see that poster right there?
Oh, that's nice. That's very motivational.
Yeah.
And I am unfairly judged, and I think you have a smug asshole face. Now, I don't know if I'm ever... I don't even know if I'm going to be alive for the next parole hearing, but I'll tell you, I just wanted to get out. I wanted to maybe see trees. I haven't seen a tree in a long time.
We now take you to a therapy session between that prison therapist and his therapist.
Mm-hmm. Don't, Janice, don't, okay? I get it.
Dr. Janice, do you get it? Because it doesn't seem like you get it. We're doing the same thing again.
Because I know what you're going to say before you're going to say it.
You don't know what I'm going to say. Let's try.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Banana cake. I've proved myself right again. And as your superior therapist, I have to say things are not looking good.
Oh, is that right?
You're not helping anyone. You say you got into this to help people, and yet you are telling me about people you broke down time and again.
And how's that not helpful, Janice?
Okay, Scott, listen.
It's Dr. Scott.
No, in my office, I'm the doctor, and you're just Scott.
Okay.
Point taken. Now you say point taken. Point taken.
Point taken.
Thank you. Now, we all know you're a therapist in prison because you're a very bad therapist.
I'm the baddest.
The worst. You're the worst.
Point taken.
How does that feel?
Not great.
How does that feel?
I keep a loaded gun in my desk.
It's just prison regulation.
Sure. But I often hope that a prison...
You're traumatizing. Don't make this about the drama. Make this about the truth. That is what you do, Scott. You need to start making this about the truth, okay?
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm going to watch. I'm just moderating. Pretend like I'm not here. I'm just going to watch.
Clarence, you're moderating?
I've gotten a promotion. It's a pretty big deal. I don't want to make a big deal out of it here. I'm just going to watch your therapy
session.
Clarence.
I'm Dr. Scott.
No, oh, Dr. This is Scott. Nice to meet you.
Clarence. And this is just Clarence. He's not a doctor, but apparently he got the promotion.
I'm a professor.
Oh, Professor Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure.
But pretend I'm not here. I'm just watching Janice.
I can't.
That's
going
to be hard to do
because
you have
a
great personality.
Thank you. You're welcome.
He has a huge head.
You've got a... actually, you have like a movie star's head.
Actually,
well, why don't I just observe you two? I'll moderate this.
That sounds great.
No. My job.
Circle jerk. What do you guys do?
Yeah, we circle jerk. We stand in the circle and jerk each other off.
You wouldn't understand because you're a woman. Anyway.
So, where were we?
Well, I don't know where you guys were because I wasn't in the room.
And now we take you to that therapist and her therapist, played by Craig.
So how's everything going?
They sent Clarence in to moderate, and I said a circle jerk thing that got reported to HR, and things are not good right now.
Okay. Did they start circle jerking? Or?
No, they just talked about it. They explained it to me. I didn't know. I thought it was a phrase, but it's a thing. And I mean, I still am a little
fuzzy.
No,
that's a thing. Yeah.
And people do it to each other. I thought they would just...
You wouldn't know because you're a woman.
Right. Right.
How's everything going with that mob boss?
Not great.
Really? Is he killing people? Like, what's going on? Give me the
juice.
This
isn't gossip session.
Huh? No, this is therapy.
You look giddy.
Huh?
Why are you so giddy?
I just think it's cool that you're seeing a mob boss.
I'm not seeing a mob boss.
Well, I mean, you're seeing him as a patient.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a different...
But I mean, you probably have feelings for him, too. Like, what's going on? Is there
I don't have feelings for him.
You're excited by the danger is what's going on, right?
Stop it. Like, you're so
giddy. I get vicariously excited.
I feel... What are you... You're not taking notes. What are you drawing?
Huh? No, that's just a private doodle.
It looked like it involved me.
Hmm? No, it's not a...
Is this a... Are you writing a graphic novel about me?
Look, most of the time I barely pay attention to you. I've just been working on the graphic novel.
Dr. Nathan. This...
That's how I see you.
Tale is weird, but... and powerful. It looks special.
And then there's a circle jerk if you turn the page.
Oh.
But that's what it looks like.
That's
for
what it
future
looks
reference.
Like. Yeah.
So we got 100 cities. Okay, we're going to do a whole press tour for you. It's going to be fantastic. People love this, okay?
Excellent.
Okay, Mind of the Killer. This is a fantastic graphic novel. People are going to go nuts for this thing, okay? So just know that through all this, everything that's going to, you're going to hit a lot of bumps, a lot of different creaks, as they're called. So just stay the course. You're a therapist. You know psychology.
Sure,
you
know? Sure. I know
so
about hidden creeks. Yeah.
People are going to try to fuck with you. You know what I mean? Trying to get in your head, trying to take some stuff out of your wallet. Don't let it happen. All right?
Okay, well, that's why I hired you.
That's it, okay? I'm the muscle around here.
Please, have a seat. We're very happy that you made time for us today.
Sit down!
That's one way to put it.
Well, I really didn't have a choice.
I read your book, and I got a couple of questions. You gave names at the end there. And my name happened to be one of them. So my question to you is, when's the last time you talked to your family? Your wife.
Well, this morning I said goodbye to my wife.
Yeah. Would you like to talk to her again?
Yeah, I would.
I'll go get her real quick.
Bring her in.
What?
I just think there's a few corrections to the book that need to be made.
What's going on? What is happening?
Hey, just shut up. Shut up and stand there.
What is
Gail.
Happening? Oh, my God.
Gail, I'm so sorry.
Nathan, what is happening?
I wrote a graphic novel about one of my patients having an affair with a mob boss.
What?
With Mr. Massapequa here.
Mr. Massapequa, head of the Massapequa family?
Have a seat, miss.
Oh, my God.
Sit down.
Nathan.
I'm so sorry, Gail.
Nathan.
I didn't mean to bring you into this.
When was the last time you talked to your little boy, Timmy?
When was the last time?
Bring in Demi.
This morning I said goodbye. This morning I said goodbye to him.
Hey.
Oh, Timmy, I'm so sorry.
What's wrong, guys?
I'm so sorry.
They have candy bars. They have Skittles. They have two puppy dogs. This is so crazy.
Don't give my kid sugar. He can't handle that much sugar.
It's going to be nuts for hours.
You know what I like? I like it when the puppies like to lick stuff because I like to lick stuff too.
He's not supposed to have a puppy. Oh. He has allergies. What are you doing?
Go get a few chocolate puppies.
No! You monsters. You monsters.
Chocolate puppies.
This is worse than I drew.
I want to thank you very much for joining us. Write to us as always at your name here at Alchemy This. Let's say goodbye around the table, starting with James Heaney. James, thanks again.
Well, thanks for having me. If you'd like some more James Heaney, you can go to The Real James Heaney on YouTube or check out Bear Supply at the West Side Comedy Theater on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month.
And if we don't?
Well, then you're going to miss out.
All righty. Vanessa Ragland, what do you got?
You can check out Dynasty Typewriter at dynastytypewriter.com. It's a new, beautiful venue for comedy, music, variety, and more. You can find us on Instagram at Dynasty Typewriter.
Ah, such a great venue. Joey Greer?
Second up what James said, Bear Supply, 9 o'clock, second and fourth Wednesday at Westside Comedy Theater, at Jebby Grieber on Instagram. Pictures of my feet. Check it out.
One last request, Joey, as a follow-up for next show.
Yeah.
Pants?
Okay.
Yes, please. Cool.
Greg Kukowski.
At Kukowski on Twitter, spelled just like it sounds.
Kukowski.
Kukowski. It just rolls off the tongue.
Sure it does.
And the pen.
Oh. Chris Alvarado, bring us home.
You know what? I want to bring some more traffic to my website. Now, people haven't been there in years, so that's www.chris-alvarado.com
dash.
To see the other one was taken. To see years of different headshots I've taken.
Raphael. Let's all say his name together, shall we?
Brito. Brito. You can find him at the DJ Decide Project.
Thank you, DJ Decide Project. Until next time, and as always, Alchemy This.